Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 7th of December. I'm Paul White. Good to have you with me today as we are continuing in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'll jump into that in a moment, but I wanted to just start today's podcast just a little differently with something I had on my mind. I was recently contacted by someone whom I have been friends with for years, but it's really been the kind of friendship that was more of, you know this person and you've hung out with them a little bit, but you've never talked on the phone, you don't text, you don't email, you don't communicate via social media, and you haven't seen them in years. It was that kind of a friend. Friend is the right word, but there are different levels. You know what I'm talking about. Different tiered of sort of kinds of friendship. And they contacted me and was telling me something going on in their life. They were really asking for prayer, which has happened to all of us. You know, you have acquaintances that know that you're a believer, and maybe they are too. This person is a believer. And so I don't know how closely associated they are with my ministry side of who I am as much as with a personal side of who I am, but they knew that I would pray. And so we talked for a little while, and they began to tell me some of the issues that are going on in their life. And we got done, and the phone call ended, and I was sitting and reflecting on it and basically just had this conversation with the Lord or something like it. It was like, Lord, what was that all about? I don't really know this person that well. And then they come back into my life for prayer for a moment, and it was obvious in the conversation that I've made an impact at some point, somewhere, some way, that I had given them the impression that I talked to the Father or that I had access to the Father, no more so than they did or whatever. And it was just as if the Holy Spirit reinforced something that I've known and that I thought, you know, before I do this next podcast or at the beginning of it, I want to say this to my audience, what I felt like the Holy Spirit reinforced in me is you never, never know what you're doing to impact someone's life in the good. You just don't have any idea all the little conversations, all the little times together. You don't have to be overt. It doesn't have to be that you quote a bunch of scripture or tell them things the Holy Spirit's saying or mention the name of Jesus every other sentence. Just be there for people. Be kind. Love them. Give them a shoulder to cry on. It doesn't even have to be over the top. We're not living out a Hallmark movie here. We're just living our lives. And we're going about our business being who we are. And I just wanted to start today by reminding you, you don't know whose life you're impacting, but I can promise you this, you're impacting a life. And that life may never be the same because of what you're doing, because of how you govern yourself, how you carry yourself. And even if you're not realizing it, every one of you, you may not have what you call a quote-unquote ministry, but you have a ministry. You do. You have people who are watching you and paying attention to you, people who thank God for you, people who need you. In some capacity roles, it's as a parent or as a spouse. For others, it's a coworker or just someone you know from your community whom has always lent you an ear. Man, you just don't know. Be encouraged today. You are so valuable, not only to the Father, but to so many people around you that you don't realize. I get the glorious gift of hearing from people globally who've been impacted by our ministry. But every now and then I have an encounter like that one that doesn't have anything to do with ministry. At least not in the sense that I think of ministry every day. Instead, it's just an acquaintance whom we spent some time together, and that encounter has helped shape them. That's you. That's me. Let's enjoy it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Here's where we are today, verse 4. I won't spend too much time. I want to conclude 4 and 5 today. and then get into the interpretation passage starting tomorrow. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Real simple. Tongues builds up the speaker. This is why I don't understand why people fight tongues, why they argue against tongues. It builds up the speaker. You've got an argument. You've got a legit argument about tongues that happens in a worship service with no interpreter. That's the next segment. But why would you fight tongues in which people, by praying in tongues, feel themselves built up? That's not a bad thing. Self-edification is not a negative aspect of the Spirit. It's positive. The contrast is he who prophesies edifies the church. So when you prophesy aloud, again, this goes back to verse 3. It edifies, it exhorts, and it comforts. If it doesn't do those things, it's not prophecy. I don't know what it is, but it's not prophecy. But it does it for everyone who listens. So it's not only person-specific, but Paul's real point is prophecy doesn't edify the speaker. Prophecy edifies the hearer. 5, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. So I wish all of you were speaking in tongues. Why? Because all of you would be edified. But it'd be even better if all of you prophesied. Why? Because you'd be edifying greater amounts of people. Once again, this is more than only about you. It's about the body at large. Unless, he says, there's an interpreter, and then the whole church is blessed. And that leads us into the next segment, which we'll get to tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.